It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Hey!
Hey, hey! A new Bartice nickname just dropped on Reddit, Max. Do you want to hear what it is?
What's the new Bartice nickname?
They're calling him Barstool now.
Oh, okay. Wow, that was, it's so clever. Wow.
Look out.
They got him. Really sitting on, they've been sitting on that one for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Get it?
Oh, yeah.
Because of
every day I wake up and
shares.
Every day I wake up and I log into Reddit and I say, what are these guys, what are these crazy guys going to come up with next?
Where does that noise come from? I was crazy.
I never know.
Some breaking news coming in that I did get from Reddit. I actually did. Well, from Reddit.
Another nickname for Bartice. Well,
kind of a Redditor saw a Nick Ullenhoot Instagram live.
A Redditui saw an Instagram live from Nick Ullenhoot. Okay.
Yes. And apparently Nick said that the reason that he so quickly was turned off from Inez is that when he went up with her to the suite with her after matching with her, she lit a cigarette.
Ooh,
and that is a deal breaker for him. And
that's very French of her. Did she also pull out of a croissant from her bag?
Yeah, she pulled out a croissant and a fumé, and she puts on a beret. And she went to
she sleeps with a beret on.
And she started going, oh, Champs-Élysées, do 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 do, and Alouette, j'aime plus Alouette, oh, Louette, j'aime plus Marley. She started doing that.
Yeah, Nick actually said in his live that she somehow smokes while she sleeps. It's really weird. Like, he woke up in the middle of the night and she was just out cold, but she still had the cigarette in her mouth. And the air goes out the nose. She breathes in through the cigarette. I don't think she could sleep without it. That's why she was asking sleeping patterns to Nick. She was like, okay, so do you go through a pack? Do you go through two packs a night? You know, how do you do it?
Yeah, it was weird because she also insisted that he call her Madeline, like the little girl Madeline, if you remember. The whole thing was very weird. Yeah. Very strange.
The only way she can get to sleep, she has to.
But
feel
it
like...
actually makes a lot of sense because he flipped so quickly, and the explanations weren't really making that much sense. Yeah.
This makes a lot of sense.
And it makes sense that in the show they don't really want people to talk about smoking. You know.
Yeah. Look, you know,
I believe it.
For me, huge deal breaker. Huge deal breaker.
Yeah.
You can't. I don't even like being around people who are smoking cigarettes. It gives me headaches.
Secondhand smoke. I love it. I don't smoke.
You love it?
I love the smell and the the odor.
I've seen you before, actually, like out on the street when you smell cigarette smoke, you're like a dog on the street. You're following your nose, and then you lick up the smoke in the air. You go.
I like being in a smoker's apartment and like the furniture that just reeks of it. You know, that's really good when they smoke indoors. That's really, really attractive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Whenever I move into a new place, I'm always like so relieved when I find out I have neighbors who are smoking inside, smoking cigarettes. Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, I don't think that she probably smoked indoors. She probably went to the balcony. It's hard to believe that Netflix would let her smoke like in the bed or something.
I don't know. What happens in Panama stays in Panama.
That's true. But hard to believe. I don't know. I didn't see the live. I got the second.
Even still, I get it if you're sleeping in bed next to someone who reeks of cigarette smoke. not appealing.
Well, so you don't want to kiss somebody with smoker's mouth.
No.
That is the worst. Tastes
not
like
appealing.
An ashtray.
Unless you are a smoker yourself, then you don't mind it.
Then you don't mind. So yes. It just didn't work out. So
they needed to get, for Inez's perfect match, they needed to find another smoker, basically.
Yes.
That's the best case.
We don't
scenario.
Know who else smokes. They're not showing us. You know, if Netflix would just be kinder to smokers and show us
Please.
Who's smoking.
Yeah.
They need
Whatever
to
happened to
the
good
truth.
Old days of the 1950s where we in movies people smoked, right? Remember the good old days? Like, show us them smoking on screen. Okay. I want to see Bartice and Inez smoking together.
I think we need to say clearly that we are anti-smoking on this podcast. You shouldn't smoke, and it's bad for your health. It causes cancer, and you shouldn't do it. Okay.
Yes, but we do want to see people doing it on TV more often. I want to see sexy.
We don't.
No, listen. I want to see sexy Dahmer puffing. I want to see Candace Cameron on Fuller House. You lighten up a big old stogie. That's what I want to see.
We don't want.
Yes, we do.
Smoke.
Okay, fine. Kids don't smoke. Kids, all right.
No one don't, smoke.
Don't do
don't
it
if you're smoking or
if
smoking
you're under the
product.
Age of like 13. Don't do it. Okay.
No one Please. Smoke ever. Okay. Tobacco is wacko.
Unless you're on a date with an S on Perfect Match, and then and then smoke up.
You can
Johnny!
You can smoke the competition. That's what you can do. That's what I like to hear.
Okay, yes, we did. No smoking, okay? No smoking. Sorry, folks. Sorry, folks. Reality Alert's been bought out, so I have to censor myself now. Okay?
Any other news? Do we get any other news that came in this week that we learned about people?
I don't know. Should we listen? Maybe the theme song will come in again.
Should.
Oh, wow. So there is other news?
I thought you were going to have news. I got news. I got okay. news. We were right about Savannah having a boyfriend, so that's true.
That is true.
Savannah yes. had a boyfriend, Francesca says.
Yeah.
So, but I mean,
naughty, naughty.
Had a boyfriend.
Savannah, what are you doing?
But people also think that maybe Francesca was with her current boyfriend before the show and broke up with him to be on the show. So it seems that everybody was in a relationship basically during the show.
You know what's crazy is before she went on the circle, she actually already had the circle app at home too. Yeah.
Dude, I want to get a hold of this app. How do you get this app?
And her carpet on her floor, all lava carpet. Yeah. It's really fucked up.
That is nuts.
I know. She's a fraud, okay?
She's all in it.
I don't understand how she goes home so early on all these shows because she's already got it all at home. She's already prepared. So I don't know what's going on.
Dude, she's a master of all trades, dude. She can do anything she wants. Multi-talented.
You go, girl.
You go, girl.
Bitch, stay mad.
I guess, you know, we could see her again, though. Who knows?
Yeah,
anything
apparently.
Can happen.
Apparently, that's a thing.
Yeah, apparently anyone can go back at any time. We've seen the first two episodes, guys. So
it doesn't seem fair to the other competitors, considering, you know, there's $1 million prize at stake here.
Yeah, I know. So people get second, third, fourth, fifth chances.
So what, this is like Redemption Island from Survivor? I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. You just get
are
in
we
and out of the house.
Battle to get back in? I don't.
Yeah,
do they have
I don't
to battle
Ozzy?
What's going on?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It doesn't sit right with me. You get one shot at love.
Yeah. Lose yourself in the music the moment.
You want it.
Yeah.
Joey Sasso is a big Eminem fan.
Really? I haven't seen him eating any in the house.
Good one.
Thanks.
Should we talk about the episode of Perfect Match?
Let's, okay. Let's do it.
Okay. Let's do it. We get this Francesca and Damien date. This is something we were wrong about, or at least I was wrong about. I did not think that she was gonna kiss him for the first time ever or do anything with him. Did you?
No, not at all. Her track record with Dom so far suggests that she gets annoyed by the lack of moves made by another guy, and so it's weird that she went on the date to begin with a guy who never made a move to begin with, even back in the After the Altar days.
Yes, yeah, it was very weird, and I just thought that this whole thing with him was forever was for clout, so she would go with somebody a little more like exciting. And Dom had been so boring for her. She just wanted to do something a little more wild with, you know, this guy.
People
with
thinking that I was a narcissistic gaslighting asshole.
Do you think that he was a narcissistic gaslighting asshole, Damien?
I'm gaslighting a little bit, I guess, in the way he would regulate people saying, God damn it, I guess. I don't know.
Narcissistic?
Not as much as other people in the house, but yeah, I mean, that's an inherent quality in reality TV stars, I think.
Asshole?
Oh man. I guess he did bring Francesca to After the Altar, which was rude to Gigi. So a little bit of an asshole. Right. Yeah. Okay. I guess we do think that.
Okay.
Yeah, he just doesn't do it with the flair and dramatics that we care for.
Yes, you know? That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we see some yoga. She says she's looking for sexual chemistry, and he does give a really good apology, and he confirms that nothing is going on with Gigi. He doesn't have a girlfriend right now. He's truly single, at least he says, and this leads to some real kissing.
Yeah.
Which is what we like to see.
Ooh.
And he says he just wants to explore things with Francesca. He's not looking for anybody else in the house. He just wants her.
Yeah. I mean, him and his ex have gone their separate ways. She went to All-Star Shore. He went to Perfect Match. It's impossible for them to be together. They're on different shows.
Yes.
So that's
different networks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is everything we could have hoped for. I liked then what happened back at the villa between Chase and Georgia. It's a common story for Chase that when Chase finally commits to someone, he gets shut down. And when somebody commits to Georgia, she shuts them down. So this is basically what was to be expected between these two.
Yeah. Yikes. Yikes.
Mega yikes. Also, Chase has a girlfriend.
It feels pretty obvious, doesn't it? Kind of feels like he does. Seems like they all know something we don't.
No. He ran into her in Hawaii. They never hooked up.
Random coincidence. Yeah.
They did TikToks together and then people shipped them online. Doesn't this happen to you all the time? You just get shipped?
Yeah, they were totally just like both at the same Jurassic Park tourist sites, and that's where they met. Yeah, was in the Jeep, in the Jurassic Park Jeep.
Is that what you think of when you think of Hawaii? You're like,
of course, man, I'm of course.
I want to go my second honeymoon to Hawaii and go on the Jurassic Park tourist sites.
Yeah. The wedding music when we walked down the aisle was do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah. Yeah, she's just she's not ready to recouple with someone with so many suspicions going around. Wow. Chasey.
Pretty fair. Chase is a little dirty dog.
I know, but I'm going to miss him.
He needs to go home to his owner, doesn't he? He needs to go home and get a treat.
I'm going to miss him hanging around.
Dodge.
Get the fuck over here.
Dodge.
Well. Meanwhile, Inez and Bartice She said that the guys in the house are more boys than men, so she's hoping for someone more solid and serious who knows what they want.
Yeah, and then Nick Lachey, he like slid in and he said, boys to men. Well, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah. That was a good one. Do you think Bartiz fits the bill as a guy that is more man than boy who knows what they want?
He knows exactly what he wants. One pass per woman that he dates.
Yes. He really knows that. He's a 26-year-old gentleman who's ready for true commitment with a mademoiselle from Paris. Yes.
Yeah.
Truly ready.
Bring your smokes.
Did you like this date that they went on?
In that shiny little Surrey with a fringe on the top.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It was delightful.
I liked their little push card. I thought it was really cute.
It was very nice.
Yeah, you know.
It was a Surrey with a fringe on top.
No, you're thinking of Traitors and Survivor. That was not a Surrey. Wrong show, Max.
A push cart? They pedaled.
By the way, Max, did you know that champagne is from France?
What?
Isn't that cool?
Qua?
And he's like, he pulls it out and he goes, you know what I'm going to say? And she's like, yeah, I've heard the joke 20 times already.
Yes.
I can't wait.
We make very original French jokes.
That's right.
Podcast. Yeah.
Yes.
Like
Madeline. but yeah, the second he pulls that out and makes that joke, she decides, yeah, I really do need a drink really bad right now, so please pour me one.
She needs to be more skeptical. Why does she think that men from reality TV shows can be trusted? She says that it was very effortless and she felt that he understood who she was.
Yeah.
Wisen up. Stand your ground.
Yeah.
It's 2023. We know men are trash. Like, come on.
Yeah. They're pigs. Excuse my French.
Nice. She needs to wisen up. But meanwhile, Bartiz is saying he's open to this date and whoever is in the house, and she's fallen in love with him, you know? L'amour.
Wow.
I'm just worried about her.
Yeah.
In life, if this is how she approaches love.
Sure.
You put your guard up a little bit.
Yeah.
You're going to get hurt. Back at the villa, Bartiz and Nez come back. They're not holding hands. Not a good sign, Ben. If you're not holding hands, how can you really make it?
First impressions on the house means everything. Yeah.
Yes. Nick says they look extremely happy, though, and he thinks that that means that he's going to get back with Izzy.
Yeah, well, of course.
Of course. They're not holding hands.
Process of elimination. He went to MIT, so, you know, he did the math in his head.
Yes.
And he was like, okay, so I get one shot. You know, I got to lose myself in the moment.
Francesca and Damien come back and she tells him we are not holding hands. You know, she wants to make it not too weird.
When Francesca and Damien walked into the house, it was kind of awkward. It was like, kind of like,
Where's the new one? We got a new one, right?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Next episode, new Shane laugh dropping, people. Next episode, new Shane laugh dropping. Stay tuned.
Yeah. That was so good.
When I heard, I was like,
you got me so good. I thought he did really actually did it two times. And then the third one came and I was like, oh, okay.
He sounds like Seinfeld.
What's the deal with reality TV? You come here to find your perfect match. Find your perfect match. I don't understand.
Perfect man.
I don't like perfect matches, Jerry. That's George.
Oh,
yeah.
Dom is very upset. He like thinks the gods have cursed him.
Why me? Like, of all people.
Gods, why me? Of all people, have you brought this upon me? Why me?
Well, he's right to be pleading to God, because as we've said many times on this podcast, God is a reality TV junkie.
Yeah.
And he, the reason why he's doing it to you, Dom, is because you're being so boring. And he's trying to spicing up the show a little bit. So
really,
heed the Lord's advice.
I really thought we were going to get him out of the house.
Yeah, I know. So did Francesca.
I was so excited.
Francesca was all of us. Yeah, we were all really hoping.
And then Georgia was like,
she, no.
And she fucking fucked us over.
Yep.
To have another boring relationship. I'm like, get his ass out of here.
Typical Georgia fucking over America, am I right?
Yeah, come on.
Politics, folks. All right.
Nick Lachey is very happy because his some of his favorite libbers are there. You know, so he's like, what's up, libbers? And he lets everybody know that the two men will be leaving the villa. So Francesca, Carousel, and Joey, they have a little discussion, and Francesca's like, I had a sexy kiss with Damien. He bit my lip, and Dom's kisses sucked, but Carousel's like, oh my god, those kisses are so hot. Tell me more. Ooh, kisses, yes!
Is like Carousel us. Just Francesca's permanent like height woman now on the show?
Yeah, I don't know. She's like obsessed with Francesca, and like
it's weird. It's almost like she's been in this type of friendship before, like dating back to when she was a kid, where she would just like follow around another person, and yeah. Like this feels developmental in some way. You know what I mean?
We should have her on the podcast, and we should have her put on like one of those like fainting psychologist couches and ask her to be like, so what other friendships have you had like this one with Francesca?
Why is it you think you have to parrot the thoughts of someone else rather than give your own?
Why did you make yourself blonder to go on Perfect Match to attract Joey? We saw your Instagram stories.
Oh,
Chase in Georgia, he says that he spent the day avoiding her, but he tells her he does not have a girlfriend, and to prove this to her, he gives her a rock.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
Usually when women want a rock, they usually want they usually mean like a big diamond on their finger. Yeah, they want like the rock.
Not between
the Rock Johnson, a rock.
I was thinking he should have given her a cool geode that he got online.
That could have been cool too.
Yeah, with the crystals in it and everything.
Yeah, like a mineral.
Yeah. I think that would have been cool. Or he could have taken the rock he found on the beach, found a place nearby where you could polish it. You polish the rock, bring it back.
That it would have been better than a rock in a box.
Yes.
He could have at least said, this is a pet rock, and given it a name.
Yeah.
Maybe given it some more meaning than just it's a rock in a box.
That way you make it seem like you two are the parents, and if you split up, then it's going to be tough on the rock.
Yes.
And so, you know, and you say, well, okay, you know, just be my perfect match until the rock goes to college. Okay.
You're saying to threaten her with guilt.
Yeah. Well, it's not threatening, but it's more just like, think about the rock. you know,
blackmail.
Like, you're thinking about yourself all the time. Think about The Rock. Like, wait blackmail. Until The Rock. Blackmail. Wait until The Rock goes to college. Wait until The Rock gets out of the house.
Or else.
Wait until The Rock joins WWE and becomes a movie star.
Okay? Or else. Yeah.
Or else. Yes.
I like that. I think we figured out what he should have done.
It's a good strategy.
It is a good strategy. He really fucked up. Nick and Izzy talk. Shane and Nick, they're talking. Izzy comes over and asks Nick for a chat. Izzy likes that she's making Nick sweat because she has the control. And Nick is sweating. He's acting confident, but you can literally see him perspiring here.
Yeah, funny how that works when you are just like switching partners willy-nilly. And then all of a sudden it's the lady's turn to choose and you realize you really like that too much.
Yeah. We shouldn't just be making out with everybody all willy-nilly all the time. You know, maybe you should, you know, care about people a little bit, Nick. You know?
You know, I know what would have driven Nick away. You know, if all the women in the house were sick of that guy, they all have a cigarette in their mouths, puffing away, smoking by the end of the day. All of them are smokers. Nick's like, I'm out of here.
Izzy says that she knows that if her got into a fight, they would kill each other. Whoa, that would be exciting. But if her and Nick got in a fight, it would be chill.
Okay.
I wonder if the producers then said you can't match them because we can't have a death on our hands, you know?
Netflix would.
Come on.
Come on, Netflix. Be a little more Bravo, would you?
Yes. Now we get to the infamous Francesca and Dom meetup going on here. This is quite the big discussion.
You could tell she's done this before a few times. She's Francesca.
She's a heartbreaker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is not our first rodeo.
And you can definitely tell that Dom has suffered through this a few times.
Why me? Like, of all people.
I like how she started it off with, how was your day? How was your day? Was it good? Remember when I went on a date with somebody else?
How about this weather, huh? It's beautiful today.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to get rain tomorrow?
Are you hungry? Do you have a good dinner? I like how he starts this off saying the date with Damien is the last hurdle we need to get over in our relationship. We are more compatible than ever. He thinks that
they're ready for marriage after that.
Yeah. Now that she's gone on a date with him, we can just move past this and we're going to be fine.
Yeah. I mean, it was a hurdle that Francesca created for their relationship.
Yeah, she was just testing their relationship because you know that relationships need to be tested.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. But then she goes, I need to have more conversations with Damien tonight. And he knows what that means.
It's over. Oh, boy.
Yes. And he says some of my favorite phrases. Is anything real?
Now he's become existential in the house.
Yes. Are you ready for the next one?
I want to see him like for the rest of the season, like always with like a blanket over his head and like walking, walking around the house, just being so sad and just like looking out onto the water, and that's all we ever get of him now.
I thought it was like he was having a bad trip and they have to like lock him in the van or something.
He is kind of having a bad trip.
He's literally having a bad trip.
He literally is. He's spiraling. That's what he's doing.
He says, I'm going home tonight, you know. He's really, you know, I think that's like his Hail Mary, you know.
He knows what he's doing.
Oh, no, that's not his Hail Mary. Romans get to Hail Mary. That's the partial Hail Mary. That's like on third down, you know? Yeah. That guy over me, over rom-com Dom.
Wow.
And then Ben.
I was just really hoping that he would go home.
I know.
Because then they could have had like an opportunity for him to get back in the game. And everyone rejects it. And Will is there too, and everything.
Yeah, just like the mole, they could have had him in a car and they could call him and he'd be on the phone. They'd all be like, nah, we're good. Like,
don't do this to me again, please. Don't.
And then he says to her, I love you.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's you're right. That's the real Hail Mary, isn't it? That's the onside kick is what it is. Yeah.
I have to say, it was very unbecoming of him to say that.
This is the moment where you think he's being unbecoming.
This was very unbecoming.
I don't know. I laughed. I thought it was funny.
No, it was very funny. I just think that it was a little much to say I love you. You know it's over.
Francesca's response was correct. It was, don't say that.
Don't say that.
Why are you saying that?
Come on. You know it's over.
Dumb. Now she knows why they call him Double Down Dom, because he just keeps doubling down like this. Yeah,
that's true.
Double Down Dom.
And then she cries, crocodile tears. She cries.
Yeah,
Mo, do you think there were tears?
She's crying tears of joy for,
yeah, because she thinks she's gonna leave the house.
She's like, get this boring guy out of my life.
I think I need a mop to pick up your fucking dignity off the floor.
I need to mop those fucking tears. I need to mop your fucking love off the fucking floor and get the fuck out of here.
This floor is
fuck Damien.
Fucking wet. It's disgusting. Filled with your tears.
Gross ass tears.
There's been a flood in Panama. It's probably because Dom is here.
This is my favorite thing he says. He cries a confessional. That's not my favorite thing, because my favorite thing he said was I love you, but he cries a confessional and says, this is just like everything I do. I give it my all and it gets thrown back in my face, and I'm like, just, yeah, like just mole. Like the mole.
Yep.
I go on reality shows and I just lose.
She didn't even get a chance to have my little brother fall in love with her.
Oh,
brutal.
So funny, dude. Well, this is a great moment, Ben, to take a word from our sponsor.
Let's do it.
Support for Reality Alert is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's performance package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code REALITYALERT at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 14 million balls.
Wow. You know what, Max? I'm getting sick of all these Nicks. Nick Lachey, Daddy Nick Uhlenhoot. You know what? I'm sick of the Nicks that I get from trimming my balls. I'm sick of it.
I guess you could say that Manscaped is a perfect match for us.
Oh, of course. You know, the Performance Per Package 4.0 has arrived, and oh man, it is a game changer, Max.
Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker Ear and Nose Hair Trimmer, Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performer Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies.
Ooh, what a crop. First off, the Lawnmower 4.0, this trimmer is the future of grooming, and dare I say, the greatest ball trimmer ever?
I've used it, and let me tell you, it is the greatest ball trimmer ever, no cap.
Wow. Wow.
Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic braid to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and also has a 4000K LED spotlight. You need a more precise shave.
Because this trimmer is waterproof, you can say goodbye to that mess on the bathroom floor. Well, my wife will be thankful for that. I can tell you that much, Max.
That's good, man. You thought that was good? You want to take your grooming game even further to the next level, Ben? The Performance Package 4.0 also includes a weed whacker nose hair and ear hair trimmer, which is good, Ben, because before hair, like my nose hair was going down to like the floor and my ear hair.
Yes.
Oh, I was
you were
Rapunzel.
The Rapunzel. Yeah, you're the nose Rapunzel guy. Yeah.
Yes.
Look, the Weed Whacker is also it's waterproof. It provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps reduce nicks, which, as we've said before, got to get rid of those nicks. Snags, tugs, all those delicate nose holes. Come on.
Their Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner will change the way you approach your hygiene routine. Trust me when I say this, fellas. Your balls will thank you.
Whew. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Bring your comfort and boxers to another level. I'm wearing my boxers right now, and I'm never going to take them off, Max. Never.
Oh, my God. I'm wearing mine, too, because Manscaped sent us the Performance Package. It's incredible, and these boxers, so comfortable. It's time to take care of yourself. So go to manscaped.com and get 20% off plus free shipping with code REALITYALERT. That's one word.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code REALITYALERT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use REALITYALERT. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
All right. Welcome back. That was fun. Okay.
That was so fun. Look at all these comments. Yes, it was real, everybody. It's real. We have sponsors now.
Yes, we are a real podcast. Okay. So, Chase and Inez. Inez and Chase talk a little bit. We don't really see them talking a lot.
You're like a baby in a big man's body.
A baby in a big man's... I get that a lot.
I get that a lot, too.
People are like... is it like Men in Black where like the aliens are piloting like the human body, but is it like a little baby? Because it really... You don't really seem like an adult. You seem like a baby is piloting you.
I often do hear a rattling sound in my brain, and I do wonder if it's a little baby with a rattle in there.
Goo goo gaga, that kind of thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dom comes over and is like, it's over for me. It's over. I'm going home. Why me? Just like my dog.
They did it to me again.
I think Damien's the mole, and they won't let me vote for him and vote him out. There's no. When do we take the quiz? Then it turns into like a Dom and Inez conversation. Well, Dom packs his bags because he's such a fucking... I think he's the baby person. So Dom just gives up and encourages... but Inez encourages him not to. And meanwhile, Damien and Francesca match. And Bartiz and Izzy, they start to talk because Inez is nowhere to be seen. Bartiz... he's like, I want to talk to Inez, but I can't find her.
Yeah. Well, just follow the smoke, Bartiz.
Use your senses, Bartiz. Use your
senses. Well, you know, she smokes like a chimney, so you might just see a whole smokestack somewhere. Just look for that.
Joey and Carousel match. Boring. Putting me to sleep. I mean... I think we would talk about them being a lot more boring if Dom didn't seem so boring. But I have to say, he's involved in a lot more drama than they are. So I actually think that they're a lot more boring.
Yeah. Something's got to happen to shake it up. We need a blonde to come in, or we need like a panda, someone dressed as a panda to come in or something.
I think the panda thing is more likely because we know no one's a blonde. So,
yes. Yeah, that's too bad.
Maybe LC can dye her hair blonde and come in.
That would be great. LC, could you make that happen, please?
Yeah. So Bartiz and Izzy and Georgia come in, and Georgia is like, what do I do? Chase gave me a rock.
I got 5 pieces of candy. I got a chocolate bar. I got a quarter. I got a rock.
Where the fuck did you get that one from?
It's called Charlie Brown and the Great Pumpkin.
Oh, okay.
You don't know that one when they're trick-or-treating?
What's Snoopy up to this time?
You're not familiar with the clat when they're trick or treating and Charlie Brown keeps getting a rock.
I've seen it, but it's been I'm not one of those watch it every year type people.
Neither am I. It's just infamous because he keeps getting a rock.
It's infamous, really.
Yeah, everybody in the chat, sound off. You know what I'm talking about. Charlie Brown getting the rock. Come on. Oh, look, the chat is filling up. Everybody's going, yeah, like Charlie
For you
Brown
audio
the rock,
listeners,
yeah.
The chat is not.
All the comments.
They left after our ad, so.
Anyway, her getting a rock reminds me of Charlie Brown getting one, okay? It's not a great gift to get.
All right, I'll go watch the episode right after this. We'll watch it live on Twitch yes. with everybody else.
Yep. So Izzy and Bartice, they decide to match because Bartice is like, "Don't let me go home."
I do love a good plot twist.
And Inez is like, "Oh fuck, right? I'm supposed to match with people, not just comfort this big boring loser, Dom." Okay, all right.
Yeah, she goes around asking, "Do you mind smoking? Do you mind smoking? Are you okay?" Yeah.
And then Georgia and Dom match for some reason. That was so out of left field.
Yeah,
so Georgia used to be fun, you know, and now
she is being fun. She's making Francesca jealous.
That is right? true.
So we get interesting. Unfortunately, we get Dom is still here, but Francesca. Arguably the best character on the show.
Yeah.
She gets even angrier, which is good. We like that.
So we know that after Perfect Match, like pretty much immediately after Perfect Match, Georgia starts dating Harry Jowsey.
Yeah, she's got a thing for Francesca's exes.
Yeah, Francesca's former fiance.
Damien's waiting in the wings going, "Oh boy, I can't wait."
Yes, I know. So, yeah, she just loves Francesca's exes. That's how it goes. Oh, Kimberly yeah. says that's classic Charlie Brown. Thank you. See, we all love Charlie Brown. Big Charlie Brown.
It's not like I don't love Charlie Brown, okay? America loves Charlie Brown. Everybody loves Charlie Brown.
Yes.
Right? Jeez.
Oh, listener Maria is here. I think Dom is interesting. Hot take. Okay. Do you like watching?
She's touching the stove like Chase right now.
She's like watching paint dry and molasses and stuff like that.
Yeah, but the paint wouldn't dry for Dom because of his tears. It keeps.
Inez has to pick between Chase, Nick, and Shane, and basically it just comes down to Shane. He's despite him trying not to let her choose him for some reason, it does work out for him because she feels something for him, you know. That's how it works out, Ben. Did you like Shane staying? Or did you want Nick and Chase?
I loved that he played hard to get about it. That was really wonderful.
He's
he was like
so emotional. Like, he can't help himself.
Second choice. He puffs his chest out. He stomps around. He pretends to pack his bags. I'm leaving. I'm out of here.
I know that nobody
it's like
knows
a little kid is like running away from home, you know, and the parents
nobody
like,
knows
okay.
Bartice's name. So yeah. He's like, "That other you liked that other guy."
Yeah, now they have zero impression of who Bartice is, right? Like, or did they get they got like a video to watch or something?
I think only the people in the boardroom.
Oh, okay. So they're the only ones who got to watch the video.
And it was short video explain of him explaining who he is.
Okay. It wasn't the video of him having the abortion debate with Nancy.
Yeah, it was not the video of him having, of him having an abortion. No, it was not the video of him having the abortion. So
that's good. That's good.
So Shane gets to stay, and yeah, we lose Nick and Chase. Very sad. Two big troublemakers, two dogs.
I know. Who let the dogs out? I guess Netflix did. They let the dogs out of the house.
Yeah. Who let the dogs out? And they go away, you know?
Yeah.
Lesson learned. Don't give rocks as gifts.
Maybe they'll be back. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Could happen. Next morning, Izzy and Bartiz are happy to wake up to each other. They're vibing, but it's when we get to Francesca and Damien that we have something that we should really listen to.
Want a blowjob?
A toe job?
I just want to say that I listened to the captions, and we're going to listen to this again, but I just want to say that Damien said blowjob.
Yeah, he did.
He said blowjob. He said little blowjob, and he blew on her toes. Anyway, we'll start this over.
A blowjob?
A toe job?
A toe job.
I don't have a foot fetish, obviously. That's weird, but
I don't have a foot fetish either, but
I don't like her kink-shaming people with foot fetishes. There's nothing weird about that. Continuing.
It's like, I'm attracted to, nice feet.
I like feet, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
And a lot of people are like, what the fuck? Like, so.
A lot of people are freaked out by feet.
Yeah. They're like, what's an awkward thing I would do to, turn somebody like their ear or, suck on their toe?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, same.
I think they do have foot fetishes, though.
I think they do. If you're wanting to put your mouth on feet and
nibble
and lick.
I don't have a foot fetish. That's weird, but I'm really into feet.
And also it's not weird. Kinks aren't weird. We don't kink shame.
I'm just saying that's what they're saying.
I know. That's what I'm saying to them. I'm saying it's not weird.
Yeah, I'm like, it's not weird. You're just into feet.
You're just a lot into of feet.
People
just,
into feet.
Be you. Just be you. You know?
I'm just saying for someone saying that it's weird. You are definitely going on WikiFeet immediately. That scene is definitely on WikiFeet by now.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Oh, my God.
So this challenge... when they put on the socks and headbands, I was like, this is so dumb. Them. And then, so this is the order of most compatible couples that we got. The most, in order from most to least. Joey and Carousel, Francesca and Damien, Georgia and Dom, Izzy and Bartiz, and then Shane and Inez. Do you agree or disagree with this order?
I would say... I guess I would say that Francesca and Damien have a lot more established relationship than most of them, and same with Joey and Carousel. So I agree with them being one and two. It's the other three that get messy. You could really put it anywhere, but I think Dom and Georgia should have been last, not third. Just coupled up the night before, and Dom told Francesca he loved her.
Yeah, I do not agree with them being third, at all. I think
I would have put Bartiz and Izzy third, and then
Shane and Nez fourth. Yeah, that's what I would have done too. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
it's so fake.
It's really fake. Yeah,
liars.
Georgia really stands by it though. I think it's because she doesn't want a situation where, Francesca is trying to. Strip away their credibility as a relationship. I think that's what it is. I think that Georgia's already on the defensive because she knows Francesca's going to be coming out.
Georgia is trying to prove to other people and to herself that she's here for a nice guy, and she's here for a relationship, and that she's different than she was on Too Hot to Handle, which maybe she is.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that she's not. But it does seem forced with Dom, who was just so into Francesca. And now you're saying you're this compatible with him.
Yeah.
It's not adding up to me.
No, no. She just likes what Francesca has. She just likes Francesca's
don't we all?
Stuff.
She is the moment. She is the... To what Georgia would say, vibe. Way,
she's just like Carousel, but different. You know,
she's everything.
She's also a hype man. In a different way.
It's Francesca's world, and we're just living in it.
It really is. It really is.
So, Joey and Carousel went on a private date, but first they go to the boardroom. Carousel says she wants to bring in girls that will create relationships that stick, so they can have relationships like her and Joey. Well. Here are the four women that they have to pick from. Colony from Selling Tampa, Chloe from Too Hot to Handle, Elsie from Love is Blind, and Abby from 20-somethings Austin. Is Diamond ever going to come in? She's not even like an option
crazy.
Anymore.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. So they immediately say that they aren't going to send in Damien or Bartice. They say that they would feel good sending Dom on a date. And they think.
Interesting.
What?
I said, that's interesting that Francesca would want Dom. Or no, it's Joey and Carousel. Okay.
Yeah, but Carousel is really good friends with Francesca.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's doing Francesca's bidding is what she's doing.
Yep. They would feel good saying Dom on a date. And they think that Dom and Colony would look really hot together. And it would look like a really sexy feminist porno. That's what Carousel said.
Oh, okay. So like Bang Bus or.
Yeah. 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 MILF Hunter. something like that. One of those really sexy feminist pornos. Yeah. They want to send Shane on a date because they don't think that Shane's heart is with Inez. They think Chloe could hold Shane's attention. But Joey thinks Elsie.
I love Shane, the way they talk about Shane like he's a preschooler. They're like, we need.
They all think that Shane's.
We need someone to babysit this guy. Who's going to be the best at it?
But don't forget, Joey thinks Elsie and Shane would have good looking kids. But Carousel wholeheartedly disagrees. She doesn't think they would have good looking kids. So this is what it came down to. That's why Chloe and Shane ended up matching or at least going on a date. Because Carousel did not agree that Elsie and Shane would have good looking kids. This is how these decisions were made.
It's important. You know, you gotta get the app out on your phone and do the
face thing.
Do the face thing to see what the kids would look like. And then you go,
they didn't show this, but the boardroom does have that technology. They just didn't have enough time to show it in the edit.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So Joey and Carousel return. George is very bummed out to find out that Dom is on a date, and Francesca is thrilled because watching Dom and Georgia makes her uncomfortable. Joey and Carousel go on their date and they become boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh,
they're Facebook official.
Wow.
Do you think they put it on Facebook? Do people still do that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And that's the only way that it's really official, right?
Yeah.
On Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay. Back at the villa, Georgia and Francesca, they have their discussion. And Georgia's like, I don't want you to feel that I went behind your back, even though I did. And Francesca's like, it's hard to get to know Damien with Dom here. Like, I can't just like suck on his toes, you know, with Dom, like looking at right at me, you know, crying. Like, every time I stick one of his toes in my mouth, like Dom's just there shedding tears everywhere. Like, it's so awkward.
Got to get out that mop to mop up all the disgusting tears off the floor every time I'm sucking on toes.
And I sympathize with her. That'd be awkward.
In my mouth, too. And sucking in the toes.
He's giving me a blowjob on my toes and like he's just crying. Georgia doesn't believe any of it. And Francesca's like just straight up says, like, I could never fuck Dom, you know. The problem is I just wouldn't want to fuck him. And I was like, oh, she finally says it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's, you know, we all knew it. Finally she admits it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah, it would be weird because you know, it's weird because he told me he loved me last night.
I mean, savage of Francesca, but also it's a good point.
I mean, wouldn't you want to know?
Yeah, it's a good point.
It's good to know. I'd be like, well, that's actually good information to know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd want to know. I'd want to know.
You ought to know.
Yeah. Joey.
You, Alanis Morissette. Uncle Joey and
Creepy
Joey.
Uncle Joey.
Creepy Uncle Joey.
Remember that time on Full House where he was smoking a pack of Marlboros
while doing the puppet. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and the puppet was smoking too.
Yeah, the beaver puppet. Yeah. While he was doing Popeye. Very, very talented man, Dave Coulier.
Very talented guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever see him on the Skating with the Stars afterwards? Very talented.
Oh, was he good on Skating with the Stars?
Oh, yeah, he was great. He's great. Yes. He skated beautifully.
Was he really on Skating with the Stars?
Oh, yeah.
In England?
No, this was the U.S. version that lasted one
season. U.S. did Skating with the Stars?
Yes, one season of it.
Oh, my God.
And Joey was on it.
See, he's Canadian, so I thought maybe because he's like part of they're part of the British monarchy.
You pretty much wake up on ice.
He's allowed to go over to England because you know they're Skating with the Stars thing. You know, it's still going on.
That's very cool.
The Love Island people do it like.
I'd like to see full contact ice hockey with the Stars.
That would be cool.
Yeah, see some fights. You know.
We love that.
I want to see Joey and Candace Cameron, you know, going at each other on the mid ice, you know.
Yeah. Oh, Candace Cameron, that's for another podcast. Oh, Dave Coulier is from Michigan. Why did I think he was Canadian? I guess because Alanis Morissette is Canadian. I thought they were both Canadian. Anyway, Dave Coulier sucks, and he ought to know that. And Alanis Morissette is a goddess, and he is a douche. So, enough said. Let's go, Alanis. Anyway, this has been a fun little podcast. I hope everybody had a good time. We will be back tomorrow, Ben, correct? To do next couple of episodes. We had a really good time this past weekend, recapping the whole week, the whole past week, episodes 1 through 4 on Match Center, our Patreon exclusive recap show. You can check it out, patreon.com/realityalert. And we'll be recapping this week once we're done recapping episodes 5 through 8. And you can also catch that at patreon.com/realityalert. Starts at only $5 a month. So be sure to check that out. And you should also follow us on all socials, Instagram, Reality Alert Podcast, Twitter, @RealityAlert_, and subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/RealityAlert. Ben, anything else today?
That's it. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon for our recaps of episodes 6 and 7. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.